I had previously covered this topic before of YouTubers going out into the wild and suddenly, mysteriously, and permanently disappearing. And I left it at that, all good. But then recently, and I'm talking about 60 days ago or so, one of the family members of one of the people I covered in my previous video reached out to me and said, "Is there any chance you could redo this again? Because after your video, we actually got a lot more tips, a lot more leads, a lot more directions to go into." And I didn't think very much of it. But the more I started thinking about it, I started thinking about YouTubers that I used to know, because I've been doing this 14 years. And one person came to mind, someone I used to interact with all the time because she was in the exact same quote-unquote Christian conspiratorial genre that I was originally. And I realized that she completely and totally disappeared. So with that in mind, I am going to redo this video again. So here it is. And we're going to start off with a YouTuber called Spy Kitten, otherwise known as Dasha.
Hello, hello, hello. Spy Kitten here with another eye-opening expose.
Every time you heard that intro, you knew you were in for a good, well-researched, thorough video. Every time. Specializing in conspiracy theories, especially if religion or the Illuminati were involved, Spy Kitten TV, that's what her channel was called, also known as Dasha, she opened her account in 2015. She regularly took aim at celebrities. She did love celebrities and musicians, and tied their imagery, their behavior, and words to the so-called secret world-running organization. Her last video was released in 2018, which focused on Tekashi 69, who was a popular wannabe gangster rapper who ended up turning on all his buddies and ratting them out in order not to go to jail. But on that, I'll digress. Her social media channels, which have problematic content, have also gone dark or been deleted with no explanation for her disappearance. Her mysterious absence led fellow conspiracy fans to believe something strange had happened to her, perhaps involving the Illuminati. However, there are allegations Dasha created the Witching Hour channel before that and became inactive in 2019. So that's the story. That's the story if you happen to Google Spy Kitten, do any type of a, you know, gloss over type research looking for her. But here's the deal. She dived into some really deep waters, and all of us did. Because back in the old days, YouTube was actually YouTube. And as long as you weren't inciting violence or doing anything crazy, showing, you know, compromising things or how to make drugs, you were pretty much good to go. But there was also pushback, whether it was in the form of, you know, being harassed in person, being harassed electronically, or being harassed on your channel by quote-unquote trolls. Everybody knew where everybody was at. And like I said, Spy Kitten and I, we went back and forth very often, very, very often. Most of us always live stream with each other. We would collaborate. And when she disappeared, it was really strange. And to this day, all there is theories and rumors. But I've reached out to her over the years, and I've reached out to her as I'm making this once again, never to hear from her again. So, with that being said, she is, in fact, completely and totally missing. And that sucks, because her work was well ahead of the curve. The videos that she made were well ahead of the curve. She was way ahead of us by leaps and bounds. People weren't editing back then. They were putting pictures together, talking over it, and running with it. That was a wrap. Her videos were a feast for the eyes, and her research was second to none, even though people put the air quotes conspiracy theory around her work. Most of those conspiracy theories are actually just facts now, world news, etc. According to a mainstream Google research on Spy Kitten, they say that all of her channels are completely gone and have gone dark. And that's not exactly accurate at all, because her original channel, Spy Kitten TV, is still up on YouTube. It still has 267,000 followers. It still has 40 videos. And the last video she ever posted was 6 years ago with 1.6 million views. And it was on that dude, Tekashi 69. At any rate, if anything changes or I get any updates, I will let you guys know without a doubt. But as it stands right now, she is absolutely in the realm of the missing. And we're going to leave it at that. Moving on. So in this video, we're going to talk about two people, but the first guy is going to be a guy named Kenny Veach. He's been missing for almost 10 years. Kenny Veach was born in 1967, right in the Las Vegas area, and this guy absolutely loved the desert. He's been hiking, as far as I can tell, since he was around 10 years old. He loved the desert. He loved spelunking. He loved caves. He even had a YouTube channel that's still up to this day. I'll leave links below, where he posted some rough cut videos, etc. And he used it mostly for commenting. Now, a lot of other YouTubers have covered this topic pretty much ad nauseum, but all they're doing, basically, for the most part, is reading you the reports, reading you the comment section, telling you what, you know, the news had to say about this, that, and the other thing. Well, I actually went to these areas where this fella and the one I'm going to talk about afterwards both went missing, and I spoke to people in that area, and I have an alternate explanation. But first, let me explain or introduce Kenny Veach to you if you don't know who he is. Actually, I'll let Kenny introduce himself. This is him basically in a nutshell.
Hello everyone at Quirky. My name is Kenny Veach, and I invented the new improved toilet paper roll holder for the household. It works great.
And get ready, because I'm going to show you a few things about myself, and I'm going to let you know just what I do, what I am, and how much I enjoy life, and how I go about doing that. I am an artist, I am an adventurer, and I am an inventor. And I take all those three talents, and I combine them, and I just create. So one of my inventing things that I love to do is just come up with things in my head and then make it, you know, put it to use.
That's Kenny. That was one of his submissions to a place called Quirky, and he also did a submission to the Shark Tank. He was an inventor as well as an avid outdoorist. I mean, this guy went on hardcore hikes where he'd be gone for days, simply searching for caves to explore. He was a true dyed-in-the-wool spelunker. This is what this guy was all about. And one day, he stumbled upon a cave that's become rather infamous. If you Google or look on YouTube under the M Cave, you'll find dozens and dozens of people trying to find this cave. It was a cave unlike any other cave he had ever run into, because according to Kenny, in his own words, when he went into this cave, he got an overwhelming feeling of dread and his body started vibrating. That's what caught my attention about this particular story, because I know exactly what that feeling is. Now, the backstory on Kenny, which I didn't really want to get into, but I guess I have to, is that his father suffered from depression and apparently died. They don't say how he died, but they allude to the fact that he might have taken himself out. And Kenny was the one that found the aftermath. So that affected him. And according to the mainstream, according to his girlfriend, Kenny went out there without his camera, looking for the M Cave once again, because he had looked for it several times prior. Well, his girlfriend alluded to the fact that Kenny probably went there to end his own life, sadly. And she said that she found some evidence on the internet that he had been researching ways to do such a thing, etc. And I understand. The comment section on Kenny's videos to this day is off the hook. There are comments from simply an hour ago. This is years and years after the fact. And I understand that she's trying to offer closure maybe to his followers, his subscribers, and to herself. But I really don't think Kenny did that. I think something completely different happened, and I'm going to try to prove that to you. Here's a video that Kenny posted after his last try at finding the M Cave unsuccessfully.
I'm looking for a cave that I found, and I didn't have a sidearm when I was here before, and something about that cave just spooked me. Out of all the caves I've ever gone in, this one just made my body vibrate. The closer I got to it, the crazier my body felt, and I was like, all right, I'm not going to go in there right now, but I'm coming back someday. And I talked to some people on YouTube, and I told them, hey, I'm coming out here, you know, because they kind of called my hand on it. So I don't know if there's going to be anything to it, but it might be interesting.
So in the video, Kenny mentions that he had his cards called on him. He was talking about the comments that he had left under other videos saying he had gone to the M Cave and he experienced becoming very scared because of these vibrations that were occurring to him. And then he explained about how he was an accomplished hiker, etc., how he hiked days at a time, things to that nature. And then in one of his last comments, which I borrowed from another YouTuber, it said that he was going again this weekend and that he was going to bring a sidearm with him and he was going to be gone for 3 days. Well, after he left this comment, nobody ever heard from him again. They did find his cell phone near where they believed the M cave was, but they found no clue of Kenny, none of his hiking gear, and they didn't find his sidearm whatsoever. Now, it's been nearly 10 years since Kenny completely disappeared, and again, his girlfriend, seemingly the closest person to him, came out with the admission that he was very depressed and that she had discovered information on his laptop or his computer that said he was actually researching ways to kill himself. And that may be true, but here's the deal. The guy's an avid outdoorist. He loves doing hardcore Navy SEAL type 3-day desert hikes out by Vegas. He's been doing this for a long time. I'm fairly certain he wouldn't need to research any ways to take himself out. The fact that he was hiking near Area 51 is another funny thing, because the comment sections on his videos to this very minute are still live. There's 40,000 comments. This thing has been covered worldwide, and there's a lot of information that's kind of pointing a dark light on his girlfriend and her admission that it just seems too perfect, telling everybody to stop looking for him and this, that, and the other thing. It's just crazy. But let me tell you something. Lots of people have seen things or experienced things that they weren't supposed to see, and something terrible happens to him, and next thing you know, the family members are coming out backing up the story that's presented to them, if you follow what I'm saying. So let's jump over to something real quick. Let's go to the wildlife kingdom, because this applies. Wildlife researchers over the past several decades have discovered that big cats, gorillas, and other animals can use ultrasound. It's a low frequency that they give off that literally stuns, confuses, and scares their prey. Scares them stiff so they don't move whatsoever at all. Even elephants can do it. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is he said as he went near the entrance to the cave, he felt very, very scared. His body began vibrating, etc. Well, I've had the exact same thing happen to me more than once. And one time when it happened, I was with my ex-girlfriend and her dog, and we all experienced it at the same time. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, late last year, I was on a podcast called Bigfoot Crossroads where I explained all of this, and I believe that Sasquatch or Bigfoot can actually do this because 60% of the people that run into a Sasquatch have an overwhelming sense of dread before they even see it or hear it. It's just something that they can do, and I believe that this may exactly be what happened to Kenny Veach. And because it was in Area 51, they need to cover it up. So suddenly he's researching and leaving a digital footprint behind that he was going to take himself out. Why would you need to research if you've got a sidearm with you? And if you are at the end of your rope, no pun intended, and you're an avid spelunker, just go down a mine shaft. You know what I mean? I just find this entire thing completely odd, unusual, strange, not normal, or queer. I mean, think about it. He's going to go kill himself so that nobody can ever find him again. There's zero evidence except for his cell phone. But yet he leaves comments telling everybody that he's going to do this. He's going to go find the M cave. But nobody ever finds him again. That doesn't jive. That doesn't make sense. It's not tracking. Do you follow what I'm saying? If you're going to kill yourself and no one's ever going to see you again, then you don't leave a comment saying you're going looking for the M cave. It doesn't make any sense. None of it does. But the fact that he was on or near Area 51 and he stumbled upon something he wasn't supposed to find, that does make sense. Because they will change your mind for you or help you or persuade you to change your mind. Also, all the people that claim to have found and searched the area of the M cave are all showing a cave that doesn't actually go anywhere. You can see from the entrance of the cave, you can see the back of the cave. Now, Kenny's been doing this since he was a little kid, so he's been doing it for about 40 years, if I'm going to guesstimate. And in 40 years' time of exploring the desert, according to his own biography, and spelunking, even though he was frightened because he was standing in the entrance of the cave that he said he kept going closer to and the vibrating got worse, he would easily be able to see the back of the cave was right there. So why go back to explore a cave that goes nowhere? There's a lot of missing things right here, and I think that my theory may be a good one. But I don't know. It's tough to tell. But I'm just putting it out there. Because Sasquatches seen by the military, by Area 51, in that entire area, are incredibly common. As is the feeling of dread in the vibration of body. Because it happened to me and somebody else and a dog. And it turns out we got run off by a Sasquatch. Now, I know you're already rolling your eyes, and before you throw shade on this, think about the guy Robert Bigelow. The guy's a billionaire aeronautics guy who literally bought Skinwalker Ranch, and they studied the place for a decade, didn't really give out any information, and then Skinwalker gets purchased, and they're doing another show with a bunch of really hardcore, quote-unquote, scientists. These guys are all documented scientists, etc. And I've read absolutely everything that Bigelow and the Skinwalker team that's there now has put out. And on numerous, numerous occasions, you've got literal doctors, dudes with PhDs, dudes that study this for a living, specifically saying that they absolutely saw Bigfoots, evidence of Bigfoot, visuals of Bigfoot, or literally Bigfoots coming out of portals. So this stuff does happen, whether you understand it, believe it, or not. It's just all there is to it. And the fact that he said that he was going back to that cave again with a sidearm, and he left comments everywhere only to secretly kill himself, it doesn't make any sense to me. I've got a strong, strong feeling that he ran into a Sasquatch, and being close to Area 51 and seeing all the comments still to this very day, that's a lot of light being shined on a shady area. They decided to tell his girlfriend, it's time to tell everybody that he just took himself out and they should all stop looking for him. And here's another fun fact. Unlike other YouTubers that have made videos on this particular topic, I actually have gone out here. I've checked out these caves to my own detriment. I have no business being a spelunker, but I love caves. I bring ropes, etc., and I do my best, and I try to get it all, you know, all on video, even though it's not the greatest video, but seriously. And because I've covered the woes of the Native Americans over the years on my other YouTube channels, I have a bit of a rapport with a few Native Americans, and they took me out to this area, and it didn't take very long to find this. Now, I wear a size 11, and this footprint that we found a couple, but this was the best one, was right there. So there is absolutely activity, and I drove my truck out to where this picture was taken, and it was a good 3 miles out into the desert. And there was no traffic, there was no people, there was no garbage. The first way you can tell people have been in an area is you'll find trash, and there was none. At any rate, that's my take on this particular case. Let's move on to the next one. And the next one's about a guy named Nick Sonderegger. This kid grew up in California. He loved music. He loved the outdoors. And he loved to dance. This dude would literally dance at the drop of a hat and videotape it and upload it to his YouTube channel that is still remaining to this day. I will leave links below. Nick was described as an easy-to-get-along-with type dude, and he loved the rave scene. But he also had a thing with dancing in unusual places and posting it on his YouTube channel, like this. So there you go. There's Nick. Very, very likable guy. He seems to love and enjoy life. And he was heavily into the rave scene. Around 2009, he was living with his boy Austin in California, which is also the same time that he started his YouTube channel called Sun Spike, which, like I said before, is still up to this day. For whatever reason, Nick and Austin had a fallout with the place they were living at, and they found themselves homeless. And that, in Southern California, is not an uncommon thing. And they found their way to the Salton Sea. Now, if you don't know what the Salton Sea is, I was just there. I've been there before. I videotaped it several times before. But I was just recently there specifically for this video because I wanted to talk to the people that lived in the Salton Sea area. And most people that are homeless in the Salton Sea area end up finding their way to Slab City, a place where being homeless is what you do, big time. If you don't know what Salton Sea was, I spoke to my father and I was really surprised that he didn't know what the Salton Sea was. Let me describe it to you. Or better yet, I'll show it to you. So for those that don't know, the Salton Sea was created in 1905 when water from the Colorado River spilled out of a poorly constructed California Development Company irrigation system and into a basin in the desert. The lake then expanded in size for several years until workers were able to stop the flow. But by this time, a 400 square mile body of water had formed in the basin of Southern California. This lake would become known as the Salton Sea. And it was a huge tourist attraction because it was beautiful back in the days, back in the early 50s. It was a tourist attraction. The place was amazing. But as time went by, this was a man-made thing. And it started doing what things that are man-made do. It started degrading. It turned into such a high salinity desert that you couldn't fish. Nothing could live in the water. And when you have an enormous body of water that's doing nothing except doing nothing, animals, people, things tend to kind of go away. But this left a place where there aren't too many regulations. There's a few national parks there that you have to pay to park next to a dead lake. But it's a paradise for homeless people, especially with Slab City being right down the street. And that's where Nick and his buddy Austin found themselves. Now, you'd think trying to find information on homeless people living in Slab City or the Salton Sea area would be difficult, but strangely enough, another YouTube channel, a large one called Explore With Us, literally ran into Nick one day while doing something completely unrelated. Now, if you don't know who Explore With Us is, it's a father and daughter team that travel the country and make videos. And they literally ran into Nick, and they were the last people to ever record him, as far as we know, before he went missing. So check this out. So Explore With Us is at the Salton Sea doing a video on something totally unrelated. And you can notice in the background, some of the graffiti is actually Sunspike, which is kind of strange. I don't know if they knew the correlation back then. Apparently they wouldn't, because he wasn't missing as of yet. And while they're in here doing their live stream, a dude rolls up on a scooter asking them about a piano, which is really strange. But what's even stranger is the dude on the scooter is Nick's roommate, Austin. And he's asking about the piano, so forth and so on. No big deal. He's just curious. And when you're at the Salton Sea, dudes will roll up on you. That's just how it works. But this is odd.
It's not me, it's Karen, man. We thought you guys were going to put on the show. Hey, how you doing?
I'm Nick.
Hey, Bob, nice to meet you.
So at this point, Nick obviously isn't missing as of yet. These are just people bumping into other people at the Salton Sea. But it's the last piece of video footage that we actually have of him. So apparently Nick and Austin gave these guys a tour around the place, showed them some secret tunnels and compounds that nobody knew about, which are very common in the Salton Sea because it's a large area. There isn't a large police presence. There's a large homeless presence. And of course, there's going to be a lot of stories about missing people, etc., because there are a lot of missing people that go missing in this area. And I have a theory on that, and I'll get to it. So the story, as it's been told, is Nick and Austin are sacking out in their tent or in their house or whatever, wherever they were living. And in the middle of the night, they hear what sounds like a woman screaming. And then that sounds like a baby screaming. So they debate on whether they should go out and check this out or not. And apparently Austin tells Nick that, you know, let's just leave it be. It's probably just somebody trying to lure us out there, etc. And apparently in the middle of the night, Nick decides to go and check it out on his own. And that's the last time anyone ever saw him. Now, the story goes that, you know, Austin may have done it or there's a serial killer or anything to that effect. But what leads me to draw the conclusion that I have drawn is the woman screaming and the baby screaming. We have heard that a million times by hunters, law enforcement, military guys, hikers, people just wandering through the woods. They hear what sounds like a woman screaming and then they find evidence of a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch. Same thing with the baby screaming. It happens in probably 50% of the cases, and it's a very, very common thing. Now, I can already hear people's eyes rolling. How could you possibly think you're going to find a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch walking around a place that's a 400-mile dead sea, that's salinity is so high that nothing can live there, on a beach? Well, I'm glad you asked that, because the Salton Sea runs almost into Mexico, and on both sides there are large mountain ranges that run from Mexico way up into the United States. And it's a perfect place because it's literally riddled with caves, valleys, and places where people just do not go because there's no reason to go there. You know what I mean? It's either incredibly hot or it's moderately temperatured, but it's just not a place you want to hang out for very long whatsoever at all. So as far as Nick being missing, the biggest complaint people had is that the police weren't all that interested in searching for his body. Some of the things that were found when they did search for him originally, they found one boot, a pair of his pants, a knife sleeve, and that was it. That's a very strange thing. If someone's going to murder you, they drag you away. There's no drag marks, first of all. And they leave one boot, your knife sleeve, no knife, and a pair of pants. That's a strange thing for a person to do. But it's a very, very par for the course thing for a Sasquatch to do, because numerous times in missing videos, that's exactly what's found. They find strange things, and for whatever reason, many times when people were... their bodies were found, their clothes were folded up next to them. This is a very similar thing, in my opinion. But again, it's just my opinion. But these two things have stuck to me for the longest time. And when I went to Slab City to speak to people, nobody was interested in talking about this except for one dude, and he wouldn't talk on camera. Have a good one, brother.
You as well. Thank you.
And all he did was verify that, yes, we do have Bigfoot or Sasquatch around here. The park rangers know about it, and local law enforcement, as well as the local Native Americans, know about it. But they just don't talk to it to a white boy in a shiny black truck. As a matter of fact, the whole time I was in Slab City, I was followed by two vehicles that were keeping an eye on me. Nobody wanted to talk. I don't know what the deal was with that. And before even making this video, I knew that people were going to ridicule it for the content, but it is what it is. Most people that make videos on anything never actually leave their house. They never actually go to these places. Before I made this video again, I made it a point to go to both of these places and talk to anybody that was willing to talk, and nobody wants to talk about these particular issues. The Native American from Nevada was nice enough to actually listen to me. I bought a couple of pieces of pottery from him and a gold necklace thing or whatever and gave them away. But at any rate, he took me out there and literally showed me footprints. It was amazing. And he showed it to me like it was no big deal. It was no big deal. It wasn't a secret. It wasn't a mystery. It's just something they deal with and have been dealing with for time immemorial. So it made sense to me, and that's why I made this video. As crazy as this entire topic might seem, you need to spend several nights out in the desert entirely alone, except for my truck, entirely alone, or go explore these places firsthand on your own before you start casting aspersions. Because the amount of crazy things happening on Earth and in the sky, it's insane. It's insane. It's the most interesting show in the world, and nobody's watching it. They're watching Netflix, their cell phones, YouTube, etc. And it is what it is. But the entire moral of this story is Kenny's been missing for almost 10 years, and Nick's been missing for 5 years, never to be heard of again, and both of their circumstances had hallmarks that led me down this path, which is why I made this video. This video took me several days to make, and it took months and months of researching before I drew my conclusions. So there's that. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit that like, share, and subscribe, and leave a comment below, and I will return the favor. I am out.